Hey everybody, Vince here, Atomic Radio Hour, Post-Nuclear Podcast, episode 350-something. Hi, I'm not going to sugarcoat this in any shape, form, or fashion. I don't have a green screen behind me. This is the room that I record in. That's actually the Fallout shelf. I have it. Everything on the shelf is Fallout stuff. Haven't unpacked it yet. I've got Benny here. I'm getting ready. I leave for the airport as of recording this in about, 2 hours to go to the airport for Fallout New Vegas Day. I'm flying to Nevada. I'm going to be at the Pioneer Saloon. If you see this and you are there, come say hello. Come find me in any shape, form, or fashion. Tweet at me. Something. Seriously. Link to my Twitter in the description below. Also, I want to shout out the Patreon real quick. I'm going to do it again at the end, but I just don't want to forget. I have something quick for you today. Not going to sugarcoat it. I wanted to have something out. If you're new, if you met me at the event, hello, first off, very nice to meet you. I love you. I know we just met, and I know that might seem like a lot, but trust me, there's a lot going on, and I feel like you'll fit in just fine. Have you met Kyle yet? Great guy. Anyway, what I have for you today, if you've read if you've seen the thumbnail and read the title of the video, is I'm going to be reviewing the Jones Soda Sunset Sarsaparilla. I've never had a sarsaparilla. I do not like root beer. I'll be completely transparent. There is a 1 out of 12 chance, if I remember correctly, to get a blue star on the bottom. I want to read the back real quick. It says, "Howdy, partner. Quench your thirst the old-fashioned way with an ice-cold bottle of Sunset Sarsaparilla, the legendary Wild West flavor cherished across the Mojave since 1918. And don't forget to keep an eye out for those elusive blue star caps. One day, the fortune might smile your way." I like that I can fucking kinda read when it's in a voice. So I have this here. I'm very excited to try this. I actually found this at a store. They're all over the country, at least the U.S., called Rocket Fizz. If you're looking for one, these were expensive. I've seen some of the Jones stuff go for like $2, $1.75, $3. These were $5 a bottle, which I feel like is a lot. They claim that they're special order. They also had this, and they had grape, and I have seen the blue raspberry one, which I don't think I've tried the blue raspberry one yet, but I've had a ton of victories. I think in my collection, I might have like 4 Nuka-Cola victories. I'm going to go get a nice frosty mug. I've got my Nuka-Cola bottle cap opener here. I don't remember where I got this. I think this was like a Shutterfly box or some shit. I have this. Let me go get a mug. Let me go test some things out. I'll give you my review. Give me just a moment. All right, I'm back. All right, so I'm back. And when I was gone, I did a little research. In-game, in New Vegas, it is a 1 in 20 chance, so a 5% chance that you'll get a blue star bottle cap. These here are 1 in 12. So it's like an 8.3% chance. Here's my mug. I left it in the freezer for like 2 days, maybe longer, probably longer. And I filled it up with ice. When I was a kid, I used to call this my Homer Simpson mug. I believe this is a twist off. It is, but I'm not going to ever not take a chance to use the Nuka-Cola bottle cap opener. I hope you got that. I don't think I got a blue star. That sucks. I got a QR code. We'll find out what the QR code does in a minute. But I have a Sunset Sarsaparilla bottle cap, like an official one. Even though it says Jones on it, who the hell cares? That looks game accurate. That's insane. Let's get a little glug glug action. Ooh, it's got that like menthol-y immediate, like a root beer. Again, I'm not a root beer guy. Let's see if we can get a little asthma. Ooh, you like that? From my understanding, like I said, I'm getting ready to, I gotta keep this bottle. Like I said, I'm getting ready to go to the Fallout New Vegas fan event. I'm packing up now, getting everything together. I'm bringing some stuff with me. I have a trip planned to the Hoover Dam. And because of that, I'm gonna be bringing some stuff with me, maybe get some pictures taken, take a video camera, who knows? If you see me, if you've already seen me, say hi, say hello. All right, this is just about as full as I think I'm going to get it. Just a little splash at the end there to keep it kosher. To Matthew Perry. That's not half fucking bad. That's not half bad at all. The calories on this Johnson, 160 calories a bottle, 80% of your daily recommended sugar. Not a half bad frosted beverage. It is of my understanding that these are being sold all weekend at Fallout, the Fallout fan meetup, the New Vegas Day in Good Springs. In Prim, maybe. You might see me in Prim. Who knows? A lot of stuff going on. A whole lot of shaking going on. I will admit, I'm not... Let's get a swig of the swill out the bottle. Man, I like that a lot. I like Sunset Sarsaparilla quite a bit, actually. That's rather good. My God. And I'll be the first person to admit, I'm not a root beer guy. This is a lot more mellow, and I like that quite a bit. It's also, I only like root beer when it's like 31 degrees, like just before it's about to freeze. And this is in a frosted mug. I'm not even using the handle. This is in a frosted mug, and it's got ice cubes. That's not half bad. Truly. Really not that bad at all. Very sweet. It's got that, like, it's got a bite to it, but, like, not a bad bite. Like, not a spice to it. It's just, like, maybe because I don't drink a lot of sodas, it's just leaving my mouth dry immediately. This is rather good. I could see myself, if it wasn't so effing expensive, $5 a bottle at the place I bought it, I'd buy more. I'd buy a case. You know, have it for special events, play, maybe do a New Vegas run, maybe stream New Vegas and drink one. Who knows? Who knows? I certainly don't. That's really good. Man, that's really good. I'm gonna finish this bottle off, if you don't mind. I really can't wait to, I'm recording this, like I said, before I get to Good Springs. I really hope I get to have one of these in Good Springs. We're gonna check the QR code in a minute. This will go on the Fallout shelf. I got a couple more. I'm gonna have one full, one not. Who knows? Maybe the legend of the star will reach me. That is a tasty beverage. I'm a fan. Ingredients: carbonated water, cane sugar, natural flavors, caramel colored, citric acid, potassium sorbate, and sodium benzoate. As a preservative. Bottled under the authority of Jones Soda. Bottled in Washington. Not too shabby. So before I even look up what the QR code says... Oh, did I get a blue star? If this is supposed to be a star... I don't think it is. Before I look up the QR code, let me give it my review. Let me say what I feel about the soda. As someone who doesn't like root beer and someone who doesn't really drink a ton of soda, this is really good. This is really, really, really good. It's not something I want to drink constantly, but it's something as a treat. Back in the day, my friends and I, we used to meet up and make a... It was a fan-made recipe for Nuka-Cola. And it was one-third Mountain Dew, one-third cream soda, one-third Coca-Cola. And you'd put that in a big jug, and we'd all just drink that if we were having, like... Like, when Fallout 4 came out, we made it, right? So, something like this, I could see, oh, hey, I'm gonna, like... It's an anniversary of a game. I want to stream a game. I want to play a game. I'm thinking about doing a big playthrough once again. I could see myself cracking open one of these. Very, very good soda. I want to give this, like... I want to give this 8.9 Festuses out of 10. It's a very good soda. I'm going to finish off the last little bit. And then we're going to check out this bottle cap. Okay, so... This bottle cap, from an angle... I guess I could show... Let me scan the QR code first before I show it off. It kind of looks like it's supposed to be a star, but I can't tell. And it takes me to Just Jones Soda. It doesn't show me anything other than just taking me to the website. And it said something, there was a banner on top about it. There's like a thing on here saying that they're going to be making more Nuka stuff, which is good. I'm all for it. I'm all for this in-world branding back and forth, whatever. So it almost looks like they're supposed to be a star. I don't know how much is going to come up, but that kind of looks like a star, right? Or am I just going crazy? Because I'm sitting here trying to rub it, thinking maybe it's just some residue or some stickiness, but look at that. Look how cool that is. Sunset Cyasparilla. All right, guys. That's all I got for you. Happy New Vegas Day. I love you. I'm assuming it's been a ball so far. I'm currently still in Colorado, but I'll be in Nevada soon enough. I love you. Enjoy the day. If you're here, please come say hello. If you saw me, thanks for checking out my stuff. It's a real labor of love over here. I've been doing it for a while, and I love doing it. And I love you. Names on screen. That's the Patreon. They support the show. Love you guys. I'll be seeing you next week. Hopefully, I'll have something special for you. Okay, I'm going to go. Make sure, if you're new, just say hi to Kyle. He appreciates it. Just real quick, please, for me. All right, I'm going to go. All right, bye.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.